The head of Sport SA has joined Labor in calling for more certainty for the future of community sport funding. Recreation SA has had to close its doors due to a lack of financial surety, and Sport SA and Inclusive Sport SA are increasingly concerned they'll be forced to shut. Joining me now for a response is Minister Corey Wingard. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning.
So Labor says the state government is refusing to renew funding for peak community sporting and recreation groups as part of its moves to defund the sector. What do you say to that?
Yeah, look, we're very focused on supporting sporting organisations and getting people more active. It's a drive we have. These are membership organisations and their funding's a matter for them. From that end, what we want to do is be investing in sporting clubs. Since coming into government, we've put more than $100 million into sporting clubs and sporting infrastructure to help those local clubs to get them going and get them moving. Our grassroots footy cricket netball program has been a huge success. It's turned $15 million of taxpayer money into nearly $60 million of taxpayer money by increasing and improving club rooms, ovals, facilities, lighting. I was just actually up in the Riverland on the weekend and we're at Berry having a look at the facility there that's getting upgraded. On the way home, I came through Karoonda. Their footy club has had an upgrade as well. This has been a partnership with the Office of Rec and Sport, the state government, our Marshall Liberal government, and also councils and sporting clubs. And the results have been outstanding. The Olympic Soccer Club up there in the Riverland too, they got lights for their facility. That's just increased participation. They're playing night games, especially coming to the summer. It's just been outstanding. Teetree Gully Footy Club, they've got works underway. Green Acres at Northfield, Hackham. The Hackham Footy Club are getting extra change rooms so they can grow their participation out there. They've got more girls teams playing. So this has been a huge success. And look, I think Labor really are being very misleading on this. Sport's never had more money injected into it, and there will be more. There will be more, and I'm really excited about what's coming sports way.
Yeah, so $250 million in the Community and Sports Support Fund. It has emerged, though, that only $10 million of that has been spent on supporting sporting clubs. That's a very small amount of the huge pot.
Yeah, look, that's just another Labor lie, which is really disappointing. I mean, across this fund, some $20-odd million has gone to sport. So there's the Community Jobs Fund that you talk about. The Office of Rec and Sport has provided rent relief to a number of sporting organisations. The Office of Rec and Sport have also had grant programs rolling out. And I mentioned the grassroots program that we brought forward, a substantial amount of that. And that program is some $5 million. Again, it's gone back out into the community. So we brought forward an extra $5 million, and that's part of that 15 that was spent on grassroots sport, which is really, really a benefit. And we talk about the financial support. You know, Athletics SA, Little Athletics, the Cycling Federation, Cycling Australia, even Motorcycling SA have all received funds through the COVID situation. We know it's been tough for organisations, but the support has been there. Bike SA and Hockey SA, the Football Federation, Gymnastics SA, all of these organisations have been helped. So, look, that figure, again, is incredibly misleading from the Labor Party. In fact, it's wrong. Collectively, it's some $20 million that we've put into sport. And as I said, we are going to have more to come. And on the grassroots front too, this is where rubber really hits the road. And it's these local clubs where the volunteers get out and do such hard work. We want to be supporting them as well. Now, what we did with that, with the Active Club round, we started a reboot round because we know through this COVID period, sporting teams and sporting organisations have done it tough. They've had to work through new rules and regulations, as the whole world has, as the state has, around COVID. So we profiled the Active Club program so that all clubs could apply. We were looking at some 1,200 clubs applying for almost $2.5 million worth of grants. And this is a little cash injection because we know these sporting clubs, as I said, have had to change the way they operate. Hand sanitizers are commonplace at a sporting club now. Washing of equipment to make sure that it stays COVID-free. Lawn bowls clubs, these sorts of places. Even things like cones and markers so that people are keeping their social distancing in place. These have been added little expenses that we know sporting clubs have had to deal with through this COVID situation. So these grants have been available. We're about to just finalise all those and get that money out into the community. As I said, $2.5 million going out into the community. So these things are important. And we know that because through COVID, and through our Game On program, we know how important it is to get people active and keep people physically active. It can fundamentally save our health budget hundreds of millions of dollars if we can get everyone doing 150 minutes of exercise per week. So this is really, really important. And what we also learned through COVID was the physical side of it is probably quite obvious, and all the health officials will talk about that. But it was the social side of it as well. It was people not going to their sporting clubs and socialising. So we want to make sure this through this cash injection back into these clubs, they can make sure they're up and running. They've got all the facilities they need so people can get out and play their sports, but also get out and mingle and meet and socialise, because the mental health stresses that COVID has been putting on people can very much get alleviated through sport. So it's a very much a bigger picture perspective on everything here, and that's what Game On is about. It's about bringing all the agencies together, health, the environment, the work we've been doing in walking, and we know again through the work we've done in the Game On research program, is that people play sports, yes, we get that, but the most common thing people do and enjoy that gets them active is walking. So we're very much working with walking yourself and delivering a lot of programs around that to make sure people are out getting active, especially as we work through COVID and come out the back end. So it's been a great success and we're really, really proud of it.
And just lastly, Minister Corey Wingard, a review into sporting grants is almost a year overdue. How's it coming along?
Yeah, again, as I've outlined with a couple of the changes we've made, and COVID has impacted this, so that has changed the landscape somewhat, and I think everyone agrees and accepts that. And that's why we pivoted the Active Club Grant across to that COVID reboot and COVID relief. So we've been doing a lot of work in that space. And what we're also doing is tying in the Game On program through our Community Rec and Sports Facilities Fund. Again, we're making sure we're delivering those projects that actually grow participation in sport. We want to see money going into clubs and facilities that will get more people active and get more people playing.
Thanks so much for your time today, Minister Corey Wingard.
Have a great day. Great to chat.
Joining me now is Shadow Minister for Sport, Katrin Hilliard. Good morning, Katrin. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jenny, and good morning to your listeners. I'm well, thank you.
Great. Now, the Minister says there's no defunding of community sport, but you understand otherwise.
Well, as you and your listeners would know, Jenny, sport and recreation, peak bodies, clubs, organisations are at the heart of communities in every corner of South Australia. They bring people together, they improve physical, mental, emotional health and wellbeing. More than ever, they need government support to ensure they can keep including people through sport and recreation. The Marshall Liberal government has refused to guarantee ongoing funding for peak sport and recreation bodies, forcing Recreation SA to make the really, really difficult decision to close, and Sport SA increasingly worried about their future.
Why is it important that we have these major bodies at the, you know, at the helm of sport in South Australia?
Well, as I said, sport and recreation plays such an important role in community life. It gives people a sense of belonging. Those peak bodies help to coordinate sport and recreation. They provide really important connections and networking. They provide training. They bring a number of sports together. They advocate for sport and recreation. We need them to be there and continue to be there to keep providing that support to sport and recreation here in South Australia. The other thing, Jenny, is that the Marshall Liberal Government's sporting grants review is now a year overdue. On the Office for Recreation, Sport and Racing website, the first report from the review was scheduled for September 2019. It was promised that the grants review would be finalised in December 2019. Multiple clubs, organisations, recreation bodies are asking what the outcome of that is. It's now almost a year overdue, leaving many of those organisations deeply concerned about what the government's plans are for sport and recreation.
Now, Minister Wingard says that it's quite the opposite, that the state government isn't investing enough in sport. He says $100 million has gone into sporting clubs and infrastructure since they were elected. What do you say to that?
Well, the Minister talks a really big game when it comes to community sport, but all he has delivered is cuts, delays and a funding program that locks out particular codes and is only delivered to particular sporting clubs and codes in wealthier areas. On coming into government, Minister Wingard cut the $24 million female facilities program, which was open to all sporting codes, which didn't require a co-contribution from clubs. It was a great program. They have made budget cuts to staffing in the Office for Recreation, Sport and Racing. This is all at a time when they've spent more than $300,000 on consultants just in the past year, at a time, as I said, when those other cuts have been made.
Now, Labor put out a press release this morning saying out of $250 million in the Community and Jobs Fund, only $10 million has gone to SA Sport. Minister Wingard has called this a Labor lie. He says $20 million has gone to sport. Where did those figures come from?
I'm not sure where his figures come from, but we've certainly have information that it's only just over $10 million that has been spent from that fund on sport and recreation. This is also in the context of the government saying to particular sporting peak bodies and organisations that around $50 million would be available from that fund for sport and recreation. So again, you know, this minister does talk things up when it comes to community sport, but the facts are there. All we've seen are cuts, delays and funding programs that aren't open to all sporting codes and clubs. These delays and this uncertainty couldn't come at a worse time. The Marshall Liberal government has to explain why its review of sporting grants is almost a year overdue and why our peak sporting bodies do not know whether they'll be funded into the future. We've already had one make that really difficult decision to close its doors. We don't want to see any more go.
Shadow Minister Katrine Hilliard, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on.